CPP in the building.
All right, without further ado, Object Heavy, live on KHSU. Take it away, fellas.
My job earlier this morning. Nobody told me nothing, no sort of previous warning. And I stepped in a puddle, my brand new pair of kicks. Tell me, what did I have to do, Lord, deserve such luck like this? Well, well, in this world, threatening situations, There comes a time, gotta deal with complications. Whenever I feel this insecurity, gonna keep on keeping on till I'm right where I wanna be. Here I sit in this earthly space, knowing one day we'll find a place. Sometimes I feel the walls are caving in. Well, let me tell you, my friend, I'm right where I wanna be. Right where I wanna be. Feel so good right where I wanna be. Right where I wanna be. I said no worries, keep your head above the water, but my head's getting heavy, it gets harder and harder, but it seems I'm trying to keep myself on the true and true.
Object Heavy live on KHSU in Studio B. I want to thank everybody for coming out tonight and our studio audience. It's awesome to have studio audience. Give yourself a round of
applause. Thank you.
So we're going to do a quick icebreaker, and then I want to ask you about a video. Real quick, what? Just somebody, we're going to do first thought, best thought. Somebody shout out a record that has come out in the last 2 years that everybody should listen to. Who's going to shout?
Gumbo by P.J. Morton.
Gumbo by P.J.
Gumbo.
Okay. All right. We could talk about Wolfpack later, too, because I know you guys are fans.
Hey.
So Object Heavy, we were debating earlier how long the band has been together. 2013, Johnny, does that sound about right?
Well, for these guys, yeah. For Pete and Swizz, 14. I joined. It's about a year and a few months
we're
for me.
It's 2014, but we're not positive.
Somewhere in there. Well, Johnny, let me ask you this, because you are a relative new member to the band.
Yes.
This is what I heard about how you joined it. I think it's, this is what Pete said. Story. He's like, we got this new singer. He's awesome, but we kind of like just grabbed him in a van. Like,
yeah.
This is the picture they painted.
They, I work for Pete, and they were talking about needing a singer for the, they had a show in Portland, and it was a Monday when they asked me, And Tuesday, they gave me like the music. And then Thursday, we were on the road for our first show. So I had
singing in the van.
Yeah, just rehearsing in the van on the way up and just kind of winged it.
How do you rehearse in a moving van?
We just listen to the song over and over. So just religiously listen to it, yeah.
Okay. That sounds like trial by fire.
Yeah.
Nice job. It worked.
Yeah, you didn't get fired.
No.
I think the first rehearsal was just me and Swizz and
just three
in
of us.
Garage without a bass or guitar, just like going through it. And me and Swizz were just like, oh, damn.
This is going to work.
And that I that's Pete Ciotti over there on the drums. Am I the only person in the room who saw Nucleus live? Or the Nucleus?
Well,
oh, there you go.
Besides Swizz.
Roots.
Hey, Katie, yeah.
Roots. So, Swizz, there is a new record coming out from Object Heavy, and we'll talk about that later. Yeah. But I read that you're shooting a video, and that's not a thing Humboldt bands tend to do.
No, not too much. There's a few. Ishii Doobie's done some stuff, and I think Chris Baker, C. Baker. But yeah, we're excited. We're putting out our first single. It's called The Season. And
it's the first song I wrote with you guys.
Where'd you shoot it?
The first song we wrote.
How do you shoot a video?
We work with actually Just One, DJ Just One from the Freestyle Kings back in the day.
Oh,
is a video. He's a video guy. He's getting into it, and he's done some stuff for Gappy Ranks and some other reggae artists and some local rappers, Little Kid Lost.
Where was it shot?
In Garberville.
Okay.
Yeah, and we had a show at the Stone Junction, and we work in his studio, the SHC studio. And we did everything on the street.
Yeah.
It's a concept video, and it's not just a live video. It's a legit music video.
Do you remember the singer Jenny O? Does anybody remember? Because they shot a video on the back of a flatbed truck driving around Arcata.
Nice.
Really?
Yeah. Well, anyway, videos on the streets are the way to go, in my mind. Yeah. All right, well, Object Heavy in the building. When's the local show is on Saturday. Let's plug that real quick and then jump right back in.
Saturday at the Jam in Arcata. Downtown Arcata. That's Saturday, May 24th. It's kind of a best of show, North Coast Journal best of, since we won best band and Gabe Pressure won best DJ. And then we have Humboldt Distillery coming through with some really cool cocktail specials because they won best spirit, I guess, or that's what the best of. And a couple other best of people.
Like the Jam that
jam
you own.
The Jam.
Big ups to the Jam.
Yeah. So we're just doing a best of show, basically. It'll be really fun. It's Saturday night, $10 tickets. I think you get them at Wildberries and online. So, yeah.
Okay.
We're working on finishing the video. So we're planning to show it.
Show it that night, yeah.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Might be a rough draft, but we might.
We're playing in Reading. Do you guys reach Reading? Probably not, huh?
The internet.
Internet.
Yeah.
Playing Reading on Friday.
The internet now. It totally reaches Reading.
You know, honestly, sometimes if it bounces off the ionosphere just right, it'll touch down in weird places.
If this is bouncing to you somewhere in the backwoods of Reading, and you just never get out, you should come see us at the Dip on Friday night.
The Dip. And so this song that you're about to play is the one from the video.
Yes.
All right. Let's hear it. What's it called?
Season.
It's called The Season. Our first written song with Johnny.
Yeah.
Sending shivers down your spine.
Object Heavy live on KHSU. Loving it. We're getting lots of nice comments over on the Facebook live feed is going. So if you want to see what's happening, that's all good. You actually get better sound on the radio or on KHSU.org. But right. Either way, we want to thank everybody for being here. And we want to thank donors to KHSU who include, but are not necessarily limited to, Slice of Humboldt Pie, offering chicken pot pies made from scratch, apple pie, ice cream, and much more, including a variety of hot and ready hand pies and fresh salads. There's a sunny patio or dining inside. Slice of Humboldt Pie is open every day at 11 a.m., 828 I Street. And you know that he has a good voice. Let's hear Brian Swislow, Radio Times.
Are you guys auditioning me already?
We are.
Awesome. Support comes from Eureka's Redwood Coast
Music Festival.
That's
too NPR-ish. I'm going to stop you right there.
Darn it. I was trying to be like the Foggy Bottom Boys. That's what I was going for. It's Sunday. And the farmer's market is really amazing.
Hey, now.
All right, so here we go. Support comes from Eureka's Redwood Coast Music Festival, presenting 4 days of American music, Thursday through Saturday, April 5th to the 8th. Blues Nights Friday and Saturday at the Eureka Muni. Featuring Room Full of Blues, Anson Funderburg.
You
guys set me up. Yeah. Alabama Mike, Mark Hummel, and Terry Hank. Learn more at rcmfest.org.
All right. Which is a good
Funderburg. Anson Funderburg. I did it.
Dude is a legend, a fantastic musician. So let's, because we got a lot of Humboldt music scene history in the building right now. I'll just do a quick, we'll start this way and we'll go around counterclockwise. I just want to ask everybody what the best show you saw within Humboldt County limits was. And this can be from any era.
Ooh. Oh, gosh. That's tough. Last year seeing Ghost Note with Nth Power at Humbrews was pretty mind-blowing. Nth Power, I guess, is Nikki Glaspie, who's Beyonce's touring drummer. And then Ghost Note is a bunch of guys from Snarky Puppy, and they're amazing. So I'm gonna go with that one for now.
And on the bass, best show you ever saw on County Limits?
You know, that Ghost Note show was really good. The other one that comes to mind was a few years ago, the Redwood Jazz Alliance brought a band called Phronesis, a European jazz trio, and they did a show in this building in the dark room in total darkness.
Wait, like legit, lights out?
Lights
totally
out, the room is painted black. They covered up the bottoms of the doors, so no light was coming in at all. You couldn't see anything, and it was a really interesting, visceral experience, and they're a fantastic band.
You ever eat a meal like that?
I would not want to eat a meal.
No,
like
you
that.
Should eat a meal. It's messy, but yeah. Ciotti, I know you've seen some shows. You've been in some shows.
Yeah, I've seen a lot at my own venue, but honestly, I like the show that we did with Oregon. Oregon was really fun. And Oregon
was that the most recent one?
Yeah, but also Oregon Monophonics, I think, was in the year,
that's
too.
That's actually what I was
saying. So I was going to say Oregon wins twice for me. I just like them. They're really funky band. Both of those shows were at Humbrews. They were really great shows.
Yeah,
Monophonics is awesome, too, so it was a good combination.
And then Swizz.
I feel like I have to pick something else, but I can't, because the Oregon Monophonics show in particular, it's right up our alley. They really know how to split sets, share the bill, sit in with each other. Both singers, Kelly from the Monophonics, both singers are...
This Adrian, is at Humbrews? Is it
at Humbrews a few months back, but they were splitting sets and sharing the mic and sharing the stage. And Adrian, she just stands up on the speakers and commands so much presence.
I was getting texts when that was happening. Yeah, like, you didn't get here now!
Yeah, that was something I'll never forget. That really inspired me.
One thing, this is a fun fact about Humbrews. Nobody's going to care about this, but since it's just us and we're surrounded by audio gear, you know about the history of the soundboard there? No. So they have a super rare. Why don't you tell us about the history of that soundboard?
Well, they used the same
need a microphone there. There you go.
I could be wrong about this, but they used the same boards that were used by the Dead on tour for a long time.
It's the same brand of board.
Right. Not the exact same board.
Oh, really?
But
the board was used on the show Friends. That's where they got it.
Right? That's right.
Oh, okay, that I didn't know.
Yeah. So the 9 seasons of Friends.
Yeah.
The television sitcom, Ross and Rachel, all went through the soundboard that now people almost spill beer on at Humbrews, which I think is, and it's a
people
great
don't board. Spill beer on that?
You know what? That
don't
soundboard.
Don't put drinks near it. Don't put drinks
That's a
near
fun
it.
Fact.
Anyway.
The soundboard will be there for you.
Anyway, I appreciate it. That was fun. What do we want to do now? We got Time Object Heavy live on KHSU.
Yeah, we got two more songs from the EP.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And let's do a couple more, and then I'll come back and we'll wrap a little bit more. So what are we going to hear?
This one is Home Again. This one's written by Well, some of the music by all of us, but Drew Moore, our old bass player, will be singing on the EP, and
he's really old.
Yeah, he's really old now. But yeah, this one's home again.
Can't play anymore because that was right.
he had to retire.
I've seen the ends of the earth and watched the birth of moon. I've wept with glaciers and I drank the sea, but I slept among the dunes. In my throat, and I hear the sound of my rain. And I fell in love with the storm. I had need in my own heart. And I put myself back together, baby, after being torn.
Take our time. We'll be right back.
That was super loud. It's Object Heavy live on KHSU. I told y'all in soundcheck that I would probably yell the prophecy.
But we couldn't hear you yelling.
That's right. Exactly. If you're just tuning in and you're like, what is happening? What is happening? Johnny, what's happening?
What is this? What is this? Who are you? Yeah. What is this?
This is not my beautiful house.
This is not
we got Object car. Heavy in the building, and let's just, because I love you guys and I love your band, and you're playing on Saturday at the Jam, and then when's the Reading show one more time?
Friday night.
Okay. Yeah. That's going to be a beautiful drive.
Yes.
That's going to be nice.
It'll be good now.
You spent a good chunk of the last, I guess, couple of seasons out on the road. You played Idaho a bunch. Do they love Object Heavy in Idaho?
We have made a presence in Boise, Idaho, and Ketchum, Idaho, for that matter. Yeah,
Ketchum's always an interesting time.
Oh, yeah.
What's interesting about Ketchum, Idaho?
Leo forgot we were on the air. It's okay.
we don't need to go there right now.
No, it's great.
We love it.
It's a small ski town, and it's really beautiful. Off season, it's really quiet. When it's in season, the place is popping.
Okay.
It's a good old time, and they received us well.
Mm-hmm. I feel like Idaho's like a well-kept secret. Idaho has baggage for sure.
It's the number two just behind Humboldt County in places to visit in Lonely Planet.
Is it really?
Wow.
Really?
Boise. I spent some time in Coeur d'Alene. It's awesome.
It's fun.
There.
Drinks are cheap. I can say that much.
No, everything's cheap. Don't open real estate magazines in Idaho because you're like, wait, is all this house for like 78 grand?
We played the Tuba Palooza event from 10 Barrel Brewery.
I'm sorry, that was a blast. I thought you said Tuba Palooza.
Tuba Palooza.
We did.
Please
it's
tell
not,
me.
Not to do with tuba horns, but. Like the tubes you.
Yeah.
It was a closed river.
It
was a party based on river rafting and tubing in the river, and that area of the river was closed, so they turned it into a giant slip and slide beer fest, and we played in 100 degrees outside, and it was us and Digging Dirt, and it was a really good time.
That was a blast.
Yeah. Shout out to Digging Dirt.
We shoved two bands into our van with all the gear and made it happen.
You got an Econoline
one
van?
Show.
Can we talk about vans for a sec? What do you guys drive?
We have a Ford Transit van, actually. It's just ordinary white.
Yeah, it's dark gray for all you
Transit
people
Connect?
Looking for our van.
It is it's a full on. So the Connect is a little smaller, I believe. The Transit is the big 350, big old van.
Okay.
Yeah, we can all sit in there and put all our gear in there for that matter, so we don't roll with a trailer right now.
I feel like this is a good moment for the Transit because the Transit, you see people customize it like a microbus.
Oh yeah, totally.
Right.
And
this thing is nice.
EP is called Transition. Well.
And the EP is called Transition.
Called
so we're Transit transiting. Island.
Okay.
Transit.
Oh my God! Yeah. So the EP, we don't know when it's coming out.
It's almost ready. We have one or two mixing sessions and some mastering to do. And the same with the music video, one or two sessions. Everything's close. We're always shooting for a target date. We're really good at not ordering the CD or not planning the party before the album shows up. So we're guaranteed for a record to be there when you come to our party. We're about close. And this EP represents the transition from the Get Down crew to Object Heavy in its present form.
A little bit of history. The Get Down crew.
Yeah,
is.
The Get Down crew started in allegedly 2014-ish at the Jam, and we were the house band, like our old Get Downs, just like we've done for years in Muddy Waters, Hip Hop Lounge, and things like that. And it was Drew Moore, bass.
Rest in peace, Drew.
Drew's still with us.
He's
in Seattle.
But I mean,
yeah, he left.
He's dead to Humboldt, but he's not.
Yeah. He showed up in Portland.
Drew knows
and Johnny Fire. Yeah. And Pete and I, we were a four-piece, and Drew was our singer. And along the way, we picked up Damon Cooper, was a friend of mine who's all over our hip-hop stuff, and he was my buddy from L.A. And and Andy B. from Cold Blue Water played guitar for a minute. Fuzz played bass for a minute. Mike Lee, rest in peace, played bass for us, played guitar for us, and cello for us at different points.
Jimmy James played guitar
Jimmy
from
James
Seattle.
From Seattle, who's with Delvon Lamar, Oregon Trio, who's blowing up super huge.
Jimmy James is awesome.
There's been a lot of different players part
Pete
of this.
Pete Dalmullen even played guitar
Pete Dalmullen's played a few gigs with us.
Yeah. How's his new
record?
He's Stevie Wonder, right?
Huh? He's Stevie Wonder?
His solo album's all Stevie Wonder tunes.
Yeah, super cool.
So we've gone through, I'd like to think of myself as a P-Funk disciple on some level. I'm a huge fan of the big band and the members of it. And it's kind of interesting that we've remained a five piece here now. Johnny, you heard the story of Johnny. Ian was in the loop already because we were doing some hip-hop shows backing Charlie Tuna, Rashawn Ahmad from the Crown City Rockers, and Ian was able to fill in, and he and Drew are tight. And just real quickly, we could tell that Ian was going to be our bass player. Drew was moving. We love Ian. His playing was amazing. It just was real. It was real easy. And then I'm pretty sure I wasn't there because I didn't know Leo so well then. But I'm pretty sure Leo was like, "So what's up, man? Oh, you guys are all in Object Heavy." And it's kind of a joke, but you know, these guys are all part of Velvet Touch, and so we've been able to cross over, which is something that Pete and I have been really successful at to help.
Yeah, I mean, basically,
our music scene.
I would do sound for Velvet Touch at my venue a lot, and I just kept thinking, I'm going to poach these guys. No, I'm just kidding. It wasn't that bad.
Actually, that was a sensitive area for us because we are an incestuous music group. You know, we all play with each other.
How much mother load is in the room, right?
One mother load. Oh, okay. Only one mother load in the room.
I played two mother loads.
Yes,
I've played a couple times, too, when Aber was
But
around.
I mean,
So we've all come to this place where... This is Object Heavy, and this EP will represent all of what I just mentioned, most of what I've mentioned. A few of the guys aren't on the record, which we wish we could. It's just, it's all working itself out. But Drew, Johnny Fire, Jimmy James, Coop, and this whole crew, and Rashawn Ahmad, and we're also featuring John Popper.
Oh, that's right.
Blues Traveler will be on Right Where I Want to Be. Fred Wesley is on Falling Rising, which we
Seriously?
Just played.
You have Fred Wesley on your record?
Rashawn Ahmad is on two tracks, and DJ Logic and Skerrick are on the song that we just played.
Oh, get out of here.
So we are really, and you know, we're featuring lots of players mainly because I'm a huge hip-hop fan, and we all love hip-hop, so I'm a big fan of featuring. This will probably be the last time we do major features and things like that, because the next record, we're going to really dig into this sound what Object Heavy is. So Transitions represents everything we've recorded, everything we've done to this point that we really can't redo.
That's a star-studded record right there. That's all killer, no filler.
And they're people that we've played with, and that's the main goal, is to feature people that actually like us and are down for us, and then... So, you know, we're excited.
I actually like you. I'm down.
We know you're down.
And all of KHSU is listening right now. You know this. All right. So can we do three more?
We'll probably swing it.
Yeah.
You can just swing it? Yeah. Just take it and run. I mean,
this.
Well, want to hit Other Love?
Let's do it.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's keep it up funky, yeah?
Please do. Please do. All right. Object Heavy. Live on KHSU in the trees.
To know you better, and I take interest in exactly what you're doing, and I get a kick when I'm in jazz of you, 'cause you're amazing. Let me be your entertainment, make it quick and painless. Loving you could get dangerous, so dangerous.
know you. Oh, we can't skip the conversation. Let me hold you. Not that you're amazing. Let me be your entertainment. Make it quick and painless. Loving you could be dangerous. So dangerous.
I'm in the other room, but that was awesome.
All right, SOL?
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Dang.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Here's some brand new music for you. That was called Other Love.
Just so well, I can barely stand myself. Better.
what I can have.
You know
trying to make you feel right, baby. Yeah, you gotta know, know. You'll know it when it feels right, baby. You'll know it when you know.
Object Heavy, live on KHSU. Give yourselves a round of applause. The audience had to go, so.
All right.
We want to thank you guys so much for coming here. Is this the first time Object Heavy has played on KHSU?
Yes.
Yeah. It is.
Aw. That's very.
Thanks, Mike.
Well, thank you. I hope you eat the candy. I went and emptied the vending machine, so I got. Nobody ate the payday.
Oh, wait. That's
oh, no, it's going
that's
down.
That's for you. Dude. All right, there it is. It's weird. They didn't eat the Reese's Pieces. I always thought,
oh,
like...
Oh, no, they're all going down. The pieces are over there.
I thought that was your candy.
No, it's not my candy. I ate my candy.
Give me them pieces.
Payday.
You got right. Reese's Bye. Pieces?
So one more time, we want to thank everybody in Object Heavy. CD is coming out soon. Friday, Reading. Look out. Saturday, it's going to be at the Jambalaya. We've got links posted at KHSU. Well, we will have links posted at KHSU.org literally within 90 seconds from now. So if you're like, I loved it, I got to go see it, you text your friends, say, cancel your plans. It's going down on Saturday at the Jambalaya.
Get tickets for that one. It's going to be rocking.
It's popping off. All right. Object Heavy, live on KHSU, which is supported by the Mad River Brewing Company in Blue Lake. The all-ages tasting room is open every day. They serve salads, sandwiches, burgers, sweet potato fries, and specials. There's an online calendar for live music and specialty beers on tap. Info at madriverbrewing.com. Call them 668-4151 if you are a phone user. And also, donors to KHSU include Humboldt Pet Supply on South G Street, south of Samoa in Arcata, near the Arcata Marsh. They feature environmentally conscious pet supplies made with organic and sustainable products, as well as natural health treatments and treats. Learn more at HumboldtPetSupply.com or 633-6216. Open Monday through Saturday from 9 to 6 and Sundays from 10 to 4. All right. Well, we're going to play some music from Eric Krasno. Been digging on Eric Krasno's new record. And you might recognize him. He's a guitar player for Soul Live. Where's the thing? There it is. This one's called On the Rise. Thanks again, Object Heavy.